Working parents looking for childcare in Juneau can find themselves without many options. And like a lot of other things in Alaska, it is expensive, sometimes over $1,000 a month. KTOO's David Purdy found out more about the impacts the lack of childcare can have on a community.
Tristan Ridgway is an energetic 9-year-old who likes building things and telling stories.
And then he was here to look for a hero, and then they were battling.
It hasn't always been easy for his mom, Chloe Abbott, to find a childcare environment that's a good fit for him.
And then everybody cheered.
She was building a career with the state 2.5 years ago when she was confronted with an unexpected decision.
He said he was getting hurt at daycare by one of the providers.
She filed a complaint with the state, and the daycare center shut down a few months later, citing financial reasons. When Abbott went to look for new daycare, she found only one option, and that provider spoke almost exclusively Spanish. She didn't feel comfortable with the language barrier, so she left her career and found a job where she could bring her son along, cleaning apartments during the week and as a server on the weekends.
And still that didn't make up for the break I took in pay, even between those two part-time jobs.
Without other options for childcare, Abbott's work and finances took a hit. Many parents face this dilemma in a city with more kids than childcare. Even when childcare is available, it's not necessarily affordable.
Parents are faced with this dilemma of, well, I can get a job, but it'll cost me almost all my earnings to pay for childcare for my child. So I stay out of the workforce.
Brian Holst is the president of the Juneau Economic Development Council and also sits on the school board. So he thinks a lot about the impact of education on the economy.
There's work for people to take if we had opportunities for them to enter the workforce.
Holst says making childcare available to more parents could help fill lower paid jobs and make Juneau more attractive to workers with in-demand skills. Recently, there have been a few efforts to boost childcare in Juneau. In 2015, the Assembly voted to relax zoning rules to make it easier to start in-home childcare facilities in residential neighborhoods. And there are training and startup resources for new providers. But in the end, like any business, it comes down to money. One reason the city doesn't have enough childcare is that providers are getting squeezed financially as well.
It's not an easy business to run.
Gwenny Make has owned ABC Center in Juneau for 25 years. Like most providers, she says she could probably charge more, but she's reluctant to raise prices when she thinks about the families who rely on her.
And I think that's my downfall as a businesswoman is I go with my own emotion. A lot of time when I do the rate. I do not go with the market rate.
But prices that are too low can ultimately mean fewer slots for kids that need them. Many childcare centers lack the income to expand, and some aren't even able to cover their costs and end up closing altogether.
We definitely need a lot more childcare available in the city so that, you know, people can work and they can be productive in our community.
Chloe Abbott never did find childcare for her son. She stuck it out until he was in school full time and able to be a little more independent.
Now that he is old enough to spend a little bit of time on his own, I can still work full time, but it took quite a while for us to get where we're at right now and me to get back into the career I want to be in.
Earlier this year, a volunteer group lobbied the Juneau Assembly to spend sales tax money to subsidize early childhood education. But that proposal lost out to a host of infrastructure and maintenance projects. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.
And that story is part of Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America, an ongoing public media reporting initiative.